Welcome back to First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday, where you're more than just a number. First Bank cares about your story. Let them help you celebrate milestones like your first car loan, a second home in the mountains, the day you opened a business, or the moment you retired. Learn more at gofirstbank.com. Star Valley Braves and Lady Braves cross-country coach Ty Draney on the line with us today. Coach, thank you so much for taking a few minutes of your busy schedule.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
Coach, first off, let's talk about last weekend, the 4A West Regionals. You competed in Casper and did very well there. The guys winning that, and then the Lady Braves very close second to the what was in essence a home course, Kelly Walsh. Kind of talk to us about your feelings from that 4A West Regionals and how you felt like your guys and girls competed out there.
Well, yeah, we're super excited. It's always fun to, you know, I think everybody's in the same boat in Wyoming as that everybody competes in other states because it saves them travel and whatnot. So it's kind of fun to show up and have a conference meet and see where we stack up. And yeah, we felt like it was a good course, fun course there at Paradise Valley Golf course, and both teams ran pretty well. You know, as coaches, we felt maybe like the girls even ran a little bit better than the boys in some ways, but Kelly Walsh girls closed really hard in the last mile and edged us out a little bit, so we're excited for a rematch, you know, get a peek at the other side of the state also.
You know, let's talk about the Lady Braves just a little bit, because we'll obviously get to the guys as well. But you look at this this team, you end up taking second by just 18 points in an 8-team race when you're 6 hours away from home, which I guess a lot of teams are doing that. But that's an extremely close margin, especially when the team that finished in front of you is on a course they're maybe a little more familiar with. They slept in their own bed the night before. And I'm not taking anything away from Kelly Walsh yet. They had a great race. But, yeah, you talk about your girls and how they have packed up so well all season and run as a group. Kind of talk about that and how they've improved over the course of the season.
Well, you know, they've worked incredibly hard. They've bought in, and Captain Grace Visser's done a great job with them and kind of helping them and pulling and pushing them along, and huge improvements. I think last year at conference we were fifth maybe and finished eighth. Went on to finish eighth at state, I think, and so we're as healthy as we've been all year, and so we're hoping that they can reach their goals. They set a goal at the start of the season to get onto that podium, and you know, it's fun to go and compete when you know you have a chance. We'll have to run well, and there's some really good teams. The Central's team this year is as good as I've seen out of Wyoming in quite some time, but we'll be able to go over there, mix it up again with Kelly Walsh and Laramie and Central and all the other schools. So yeah, hopefully we can put together the race that we know we can. So because they've definitely made some huge improvements this season.
And talking about the guys, Colton Cranny, the regional champ, your guys winning the regional championship. You had four in the top seven, I believe. Kind of talk about that that tradition and how much is even, maybe it's even unspoken at this point, but Colton, you know, following guys like Jace Burton and Hobby Wetzel, and then, you know, you get to state, the Braves have a chance. He has a great chance to win the individual title as well as the team stuff, but if he was able to do that, that would be the ninth Star Valley individual champ in the last 10 state meets that you have had a team there, 3A and 4A combined. Talk about that and building that tradition and that expectation.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's where maybe we've had a little bit of more experience in the win column than we have on the girl side. You know, we've had a little stretch when it hasn't gone as well, but I think it makes it as crazy fast as some of these guys have run in the past, the Peter Vissers, the Jace Burtons, the Hobby Wetzels, all these, you know, go on and on. But I think there's huge power in seeing that, you know, being out there elbow to elbow with your teammates for days and weeks and sometimes even years. And you're like, well, you know, if that guy can do it, well, so can I. And there's some big real power in that, and to be able to buy into what we're doing and know that if you put in the work, then you're going to give yourself a shot. And I think there's huge power in that for sure.
You talked about Central kind of being the favorite on the girls' side, and over on the boys' side, of course, your guys have won the last three 4A titles, in the mix for it again. Sheridan looks really good on the other side. Talk about maybe what the Bronx bring, and then maybe we can talk about some of the strategy that, you're able to share with us anyway when it comes to that matchup between you and Sheridan.
Well, yeah, they're running really well. You know, they had a really, really good region meet last year, and they were definitely on our radar and were really worried. And I don't, you know, I'm not sure what happened there, but they struggled a little bit at state, and I think they learned a lot. And I'm definitely not counting on that happening again. But their top runner is a freshman who is one of the very fastest eighth graders in the nation, and I think they've only lost to a really strong Bozeman team and a really strong team out of Boulder, Colorado, I believe, are the only people that have beaten them. And I think they had all top seven of theirs in the top 16 at their region meet on their home course. And so, yeah, it's going to be pretty intriguing as, that the state course is a little bit tougher than either the region courses were, and pretty hilly. And so, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of strategy, but I think it's going to be super close either way, however it comes out. And we're going to have to run tough and try to break up that pack of theirs.
Well, this is my opinion, covering the cross country team for all these years. Feels like your guys and gals, they tend to rise to the occasion the tougher the course is or the tougher the conditions are. So when you say hilly, I actually get a little bit of a smile when you say that, because you got to like the chances and the toughness of your kids.
Yeah, well, for sure. You know, I don't ever doubt their toughness, and we've been talking about it all season, you know, being able to want to when you have to want to. You know, it's easy to talk about your goals and dreams and, you know, dream about it and you're sitting by the fire. But, you know, not only when you're getting up in the mornings to get in that morning run, or you're running all summer. But we've been talking about that critical point in every race when you get to that point and you're getting reacquainted with the pain cave, and there's some decisions to be made, and that's, you know, where we're going to be tested this weekend, and to be able to, if we can push through those and go forward and hang on or make a pass or do some of those little things, that's what's going to decide the state meet on both sides, is who can handle that discomfort and deal with that in the most positive manner.
You know, you kind of talk about maybe questioning what type of strategy is available to you, but looking at the depth of both of these teams, those sixth and seventh runners, the guys who won't be in the scoring five, they're going to be a big part of the team finish in this, isn't it? Aren't they this weekend?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we've had it come down to that. A few years ago, we had a regional title come down to the seventh runner, and we're always preaching keep the pack from the back, and yeah, it's going to, on both sides, it's going to be a matter of who can break up the other team's pack and who can keep those gaps and keep the gaps as small as possible between their one guy and five guys or gals. And also, yeah, six and seven become way more important when a title's on the line.
Well, Coach, you're rolling over to Cheyenne now, and you will be running on Saturday afternoon. Tell us when the race times are, and maybe how we can keep track of it.
Yeah, the boys will run actually first. They go boys and girls, and then they flip flop, and then they rotate one. So, boys will be running at 10:30, and then the girls at noon. There's some information on the WASA site. They have a cross country main page. I believe they're going to have some sort of live feed and live results, and so that's probably the easiest and the fastest. You may end up knowing as quickly as we do out there. So, yeah, we'll have a lot. We'll know how much this is cheap talk come about 12:30 on Saturday.
Is just one more question as far as the race time is 10:30. What's your initial thoughts on running at 10:30 in the morning? Is there a difference there or what?
Oh, no, I like it when we're, again, because each year they'll flip-flop, they'll go boys or girls, and they'll flip-flop those, but then you rotate one. So it's going to be nice this year that both boys and girls will be the first of the three races. I believe they'll go 4A, 3A, 2A, 4A, 3A, 2A. And so it's always nice to, you know, there comes a point when you're just waiting and twiddling your thumbs. And so, no, I think the kids will handle it great. And so, it's not like it's 5 a.m. or anything like that, but we're excited. The weather's supposed to be beautiful, and like I say, it's a tough but fair course, and so it's kind of some true cross country, some little prairie running, a little golf course running, and a couple loops out there right by Little America where we're staying, and hopefully, like I say, we can rise to the challenge like we have in the past.
Coach Ty Draney with the Star Valley High School Cross Country Program. Ty, thank you for taking a few minutes today, and best of luck to you this weekend.
I appreciate it, Al. Thank you.
First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday continues after this.